Edwards spoke at a steelworkers union hall next to the Tower Automotive Company. This week it was announced that 500 of the Tower jobs are moving to Mexico over the next year. Local union president Dwayne McConville says his members are searching for a sympathetic ear in the White House.
I'm looking for a good alternative to the current administration, who doesn't really give much care about us at all. Unfortunately, the current administration focuses more on exporting our jobs than trying to retain them here in this country.
So McConville says he was glad when the Edwards campaign asked to have the North Carolina senator speak to some of the union members, with about 20 local and national news reporters as witnesses. For a half hour or so, Senator Edwards heard questions from the rank and file, including this one from 31-year employee Earl Ingram.
And so my thing is, once the manufacturing base leaves the United States, which is happening now, what's going to happen to this country?
Edwards replied that the federal government needs to have a venture capital fund and to give more tax breaks to businesses that keep jobs in the U.S.
And I'm not talking about Walmart jobs. You know, I'm talking about real jobs.
Edwards also says the NAFTA trade agreement needs to be changed. Steelworkers Union President McConville says he likes Edwards, but did not offer a union endorsement. Meanwhile, Democratic frontrunner John Kerry today picked up the backing of former candidate Wesley Clark. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.